tonight by the Word of God about the April events. This Sunday, April the 7th, is the grand opening of our church library. Do you remember many, many years ago we had a church library where you could check out books and etc.? And so Sister Taylor Malone has had a burden to get this going again. And so over the past number of months, she and Callan have worked very hard getting the library together. So it's going to open this Sunday morning. You can come in and look around and check out books. While all of this has been in the process, I have got the opportunity to read a number of books. Some of them I have reread, but a lot of them it has been for the first time. And I really enjoyed reading. Sister Nona Freeman wrote a book called Unseen Hands, and it was about the revival in Ethiopia. It's just an incredible, amazing book about the revival in Ethiopia. And then, as you know, Ethiopia closed to our missionaries, and we do not have missionaries that can live as residents in there anymore. This was so touching. And then I read Sister Oma Ellis's book. She was a minister, and she started 9 churches in Oklahoma, Arizona, and in California. And it was just really faith building that a person could have that much faith to, for miracles. So many people were healed that she prayed for. And I've read a couple of others, and as I have read those books, I have thought, God, these are the people that I'm going to stand in judgment with. And I thought, God, please, don't let this end time spirit of Laodicea, where we're rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, please do not let that spirit get a hold of me or our church because of the people that we're going to stand in judgment with that have sacrificed physically, emotionally, and financially. But anyhow, Sunday the library does open again, and you'll be allowed to check out books, and they're categorized according to whether they're Pentecostal, female, or male. Just anyhow, there we try to get them categorized so it's easy for you to decide what you want. So try to visit the library Sunday morning. It looks absolutely gorgeous. It is absolutely beautiful. Then on the 11th and 12th is our Joy Ladies Conference in Mesquite. Hopefully a lot of you ladies will be able to attend. If you cannot attend Thursday night, Friday, and Friday night, maybe you could break it up and attend just some of it. I know that you will be blessed by the ministry of Sister Lois Mitchell from Pensacola, Florida, and Sister Ginger Labatt from Chicago, Illinois. Please be in prayer for that conference, that there'll be a lot of ladies come with a lot of needs. So this week, please remember that ladies conference in your prayers. The 14th will be Youth Sunday, and the 29th will be our Ladies United Fellowship, and it's going to be at Bratcher's Nursery, and Sister Amanda Little is going to be speaking, and the sign-up sheet is in the foyer. So if you want to stand, Sister Candy is going to lead us in some choruses.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we magnify your name. You deserve the glory. You are great. You do. as we magnify your name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we magnify your name. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory. Your name, you deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we magnify your name. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Oh, yes.
Jesus made it very clear. As he paraded himself across the territory of land where he arrived, he fed the hungry, he healed the people that were available. He did so many wonderful things. And he said, I'm going to have a body on the earth that'll do the same thing. They will parade themselves through the valleys and the mountains. They will parade themselves through the areas where the hurting and the suffering, and they will go to them and they will feed them hope and they will feed them love. And tonight we are coming to those who need prayer, and we are going to pray a prayer of faith. And I was just so thrilled yesterday. Brooklyn Poole just went through, and just, I tell you, what a joy and what a thrill. Your prayers have made such a keen difference in so many. And so Prissy Clark and Lori Walker and Brother and Sister Clark, Jane Lay, Cindy Pinson, Danny Bramlett, that's Taylor Malone's dad, James Finch, Mia Bill Bratcher, Charlotte Murray, Sister Mildred Pratt, Geraldine Osmus, and we want to continue praying for those that whose names are on the overhead. And if you have a need in your body, I want you to feel free to come to the front. There are men here of spiritual authority. They will join with you, and we will pray a prayer of faith into your body and life. So right now, if you have a need, please feel free to come. Brother Griffith will bring the anointing oil, and we are going to have continued healings and revival in this assembly. So God bless you right now. Let's touch the throne for these people. Father, we thank you tonight. You made a covenant. You said, I will be your God. I will heal you. I will be with you. I will not suffer you to be. I will be there. I am your God, and you are my people, and I love you, and I will heal you. We are coming because you called us.
Constant source of strength.
ushers, give us a couple of minutes here. I want to make some announcements while everybody's being seated. This Sunday, did you already go through all these? I just don't know when I saw that. We have got so many good things going on, and the glory of the Lord is so favorable to small faith. It don't have to be but a grain of mustard seed faith to bring about a transformation in our city. And of course, my message tonight will be along that line. So we are just thrilled as the ushers come tonight. So many people, so many of you give so heartily, and I am just trusting God to bless you so favorably for constantly keeping this house alive and full of the Word of God and the Spirit of God. God bless you. To go down in Guinness World Book of Records as the quickest but deepest message I ever preached. I don't know if anybody will get me in Guinness World Book of Records, but tonight we're going to do everything we can to literally transform our tomorrows in a very short space of time. God bless you as you're seated. Did we get that? Let's roll. Has anybody ever wondered what it would be like to get, or what I go through to get a message for a local congregation, and particularly for you? So I thought I'd share it with you. I go to God asking Him to guide my spirit and my mind for His people. I remind myself daily that I represent the Lord and His purpose to this group. I try to cleanse myself from any personal opinions about life and individuals. I try in all of this to determine where we are and where He wants us to be. Again, I seek His mind concerning where, when, what is necessary to achieve. And so He usually begins to direct me toward His will or settings, and then the scriptures that go with it. I then often study much scripture surrounding those subjects, and if there is a ready illustration in scripture, I look at it. Then I come to inform us of future and our mistakes, and then inspire us to move on. My big deal, unless we worry ourselves with what if I goof up, scary, yes, in that case, faith it. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. Abundant life is simple when defining it by the master of life, Jesus Christ. Never ran out of space, never ran out of ability, never ran out of anything. It is life at a level where we are able to negotiate all problems, whether they be internal or external. We have enough life left to be excited about another tomorrow. That is the thrill, and that is the joy. He that believeth, the same shall be saved. It's edified and marveled at by Mark 16:16, John 3:16, John 3:18. John 6:35, John 7:38. The correct usage of this word faith is the key, unlocking power to all of the truths of God and the future of men and women. Without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. Hebrews 11:6. If you have so much as a grain of mustard seed faith, you can move mountains. Somewhere in the heart, the soul, the mind, and strength of mankind comes the orchestration of the great God, and we who look like Him through faith are a correct belief system. And so we cannot afford to just leave this up for grabs. Tonight, we will not exhaust the subject nor reach all definitions concerning the faith that was once given to the saints. That's according to the book of Jude. And so stalled. Exercise is always the key to strength of doctrine or the supernatural, but faith never knows when to give up. I didn't know I could preach faster than the machine could. So, faith don't know when to give up, and so we go through to produce the supernatural life. Go for it. Eternity to enjoy it. Hebrews 11:3, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed. Hebrews 11:4, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. By faith, Enoch 11:5 was translated that he should not see death. Hebrews 11:7, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Hebrews 11:8, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place. Hebrews 11:7, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. Hebrews 11:20, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Hebrews 11:23, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months. Yeah, they're catching up with me now. On and on, the faith power continues. All things are possible. Could we clap our hands right now to Jesus Christ? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. problems for all believing is enough. I think y'all might have got ahead of me here all of a sudden. No, is that faith in parents? Yes, there I am. I've never tried to preach this fast. Some of y'all are ready to go already, and I'm trying to be ready. All right? Faith in parents, faith in leaders, faith in self, faith in God, faith in the workplace, faith in things, faith in political leaders, faith in money, etc. We never do ourselves an injustice by having a faith and a confidence that God can lead the pitiful and the powerless that are out yonder. He said, I am able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think. I'm telling you, when we pray for the public leaders and we pray for those in authority, we are putting angels in a position where those people will absolutely work things to a place where the prophecies of the Word of God are going to terminate the will of man, and the prophecies of God for the church is the man is going, the people of God, man and ladies and children that are filled with the Holy Ghost are going to walk just as they did on water, but we're going to walk on trouble, and we are going to live in such a spontaneity of the glory of the Lord, and this world here is going to feel the impact of the United Pentecostal Church of Paris, because we are not fainting. We are getting up and we're standing fast, and we are going to fight the faith that was once delivered to the saints, and that's the kind of faith it is all about. Problems for all. You're not the only one going through hell. Everybody is. But we're not going to be burned up by hell. We're not going to be confiscated by hell. We're not going to be destroyed by hell. Faith without works is still dead. We don't just wake up one morning with this kind of faith. We grow in grace, and we study, and we pray, and the knowledge of the Lord lives in our life. Faith is not a natural. Born in sin, discouragement, and give up is more natural. But God assured me again today as I was preparing for this service tonight, He lives for you tonight. He is on your side. Don't you ever let the devil lie to you. If Brooklyn Poole can go through what she went through, and mothers and dads have gone through what they can go through, what they've been through, let me tell you, the church, Hakandayalabahaya, is on its way to a new level of power and light and glory and victory. Jesus interceded daily for us. Today, He's been praying for you. Several ways to build a faith system. Mainly, the Word of God. And up front, feelings can be a strong liar. Great way to determine life, always put yourself in the other person's place the best possible. Once you put yourself in the place of those that are hurting and weary and fatigued and living without God, once you remember that where I was, then you can realize the path that it takes and the patience it takes to move forward in that glory and to help them just as did the Christ. And so tonight, let's see, where am I? Because I got so ahead of myself. Has anyone ever told you they thought you did not like them? Did you ever say that's not true? What happened? Their feelings lie to them all the time. And they will try to lie to you. God don't care. God's not going to be there. He's shown that He's not going to be there. He has been here. He will be here. He's going to be here. He is a God from everlasting to everlasting, and there's no threat of Him not being on your side. Pray the Word into your heart. Receive preaching from trusted sources, and force yourself to believe enough to try. Small victories prepare for great victories. Faith comes by hearing, and the hearing, faith comes by hearing testimonies. Faith grows with each day's success. Faith grows in meditating on the Word. Faith and patience are great relatives and have great relationship. Could we stand? The singers are coming. And you can tell everybody he preached one of the shortest but strongest sermons he's preached in a long time. You wanted to go home early? You're getting to. But I'm going to load your basket with the fruit of the Spirit and the glory of a living God. And I am going to load your mind with a powerful source that he is not a liar. He cannot lie. He will not lie. And he's fighting for us. While we're standing here, he's got angels clearing the path for a tomorrow, because faith never fails. Could we pray right now in praise? Not just pray, just praise him for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Somebody close and join up in a prayer with them, mainly a praise. Thank God with your friend, with your wife, with your husband. Let's praise him. I want him to feel just absolutely overwhelmed by precious people of God that are all over this city praising him tonight. Those that are in this local assembly lifting up his name, lifting up his purpose, lifting up his faithfulness. Of this message, if you'll tell Sister Lisa, she'll get you a copy and you'll be able to relive it with your neighbor, with your family, and it won't be costing you anymore. But we'll be glad to give it to you, and don't ever be able to say again, he always preaches too long. Good night. Hold on just a minute. We just got a call. Tammy Usry is in the emergency room, needs a special prayer. Would all of you gather right wherever you're standing, and let's gather at the throne right now. We've just heard a message on faith, and God is going to be there with her. In the name of Jesus, we pray the angels of God to go with Sister Tammy. I pray for their family. Right now, in the name of Jesus, that angels show up and the doctors feel the impact of a living God. We serve a living God. We don't believe in a dead God. We believe in a God that's always available. In the name of Jesus, your word says it. Your spirit says it. The blood says it. The name authorizes it. In Jesus' name, God bless that miracle. Sister Tammy.